T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, December 3rd. Snow falling this morning. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly holding a press conference from the State House yesterday afternoon regarding COVID-19 and outlining the vaccine distribution plan for the state.
Kansas is estimated to receive 24,000 doses in our first shipment of the vaccine, which will come from Pfizer. This shipment could arrive in our state as soon as mid-December.
And the governor adding that the first shipment of a vaccine from Moderna will arrive shortly thereafter, and both will continue delivery weekly, resulting in approximately 150,000 doses by the end of the month. The distribution plan has 3 phases. High-risk healthcare workers and nursing facility residents will be vaccinated in phase 1, hopefully by the end of the month. Those 65 years of age and older and not in high-risk categories will be offered the vaccine in phase 2. Everyone else in phase 3. Health officials say more than 4,600 additional people have now tested positive for the coronavirus just during the past 2 days in Kansas. That brings the total number of Kansas cases during the pandemic to more than 162,000. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 119 more Kansans have died from COVID-19 complications. Kansas death toll is now nearly at 1,700. The number of hospitalizations also has gone up by nearly 200 people just since Monday. The Sedgwick County Commission gained a new commissioner yesterday morning.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Kansas, and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Sedgwick County Commissioner, so help me God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Former Sedgwick County GOP Chairman Dalton Glasscock was sworn in as the new commissioner for District 2, and he'll be serving out the remainder of Michael O'Donnell's term, which concludes next month. O'Donnell recently resigned from the commission. Reaction from the White House after the Attorney General spoke about election fraud allegations.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany commenting on the conclusion of Attorney General Bill Barr, who told the AP that the DOJ has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
There's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as sort of a default fix-all. And the campaign's litigation is all civil litigation, which is apart from something that the DOJ would be involved in.
But the DOJ, besides having a criminal division, also has a robust civil division, which has also so far declined to weigh in on the election. The Trump campaign has yet to achieve a significant legal victory in any court that would reverse the results in any state. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
The FBI has a warning: more time spent working and shopping online these days, and that means more exposure to internet-based scams or attempts to infiltrate your email.
The FBI says scammers are exploiting auto-forwarding rules to boost the success rate of so-called business email compromise attacks. In this type of attack, the scammer mimics a legitimate email address that looks to be from a company or client, and they'll request a payment, wire transfer, or gift card purchase. Another issue making it a little easier for scammers? Telework. Because many people are actually working remotely during the pandemic, so it seems more believable. The FBI says there are ways to reduce business email type scams. Watch for changes in email account addresses. Look at them closely for slight changes. Enable multi-factor authentication for all accounts. And change your settings so that there's no automatic forwarding to external addresses. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A legislative state audit revealing no smoking gun evidence that Kansas Highway Patrol policy was broken when a couple of KHP majors lost their jobs on the heels of their support for allegations of gender discrimination and sexual harassment against the agency's top official.
The Reflector reports that the Kansas legislative post-audit review sought by a Republican House member affirmed the Governor Laura Kelly's administration's position the officers weren't ousted in violation of state law or procedure. KHP majors are at-will employees outside the state's classified worker system. The Kansas State Troopers Association said the majors were fired in retaliation for supporting three women who forwarded complaints about unwelcome interaction with KHP Superintendent Herman Jones. An internal review by the Kansas Department of Administration, as well as an external assessment by a law firm, didn't substantiate allegations of the women, nor a separate claim that Jones misused state aircraft for personal business.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghouse with that story. The nation's capital getting into the Christmas spirit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, lit up the Capitol Christmas tree yesterday. Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat from Colorado, talking about the significance of the Christmas tree this year.
Colorado is honored to furnish this year's Capitol Christmas tree. This tree took root in Montrose County on Colorado's western slope roughly 82 years ago, which would put it somewhere in the middle of President Franklin Roosevelt's second term.
This year's tree was harvested in Colorado. It's been decorated with thousands of handcrafted ornaments from children in Colorado. A large sculpture of an eyeball in downtown Dallas could use protective goggles.
The 30-foot-tall sculpture turned into a target for protesters following the death of George Floyd in late May. The message, "Now you see us," along with Floyd's initials and his words, "I can't breathe," were spray-painted on the artwork. Sculptor Tony Tassett says the repairs, which also include fixing some chips and cracks, will cost north of $100,000. Tassett adds he's not sympathetic to the vandalism, but is to the Black Lives Matter movement. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast with snow falling this morning. Time to check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Light snow falling across south-central Kansas is creating some slick spots on some roads, especially overpasses and side streets, and that will continue for a while before moving on off to the east throughout today. Breezy and 39 for the high this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, our low 26, sunny and 51 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have light snow falling across the Wichita area. It is 30 degrees with wind chill 18, and that's your forecast here on this Thursday morning, December 3rd. You know, some parts of the state off to our southwest are getting maybe up to a foot of snow along the Kansas-Oklahoma border, but that's out, you know, south of Pratt, south of Dodge City, kind of that area. So,
and
we're not getting that.
Not exactly here in the Wichita area, but it's we're getting some adverse traffic conditions very close to the metro area. Just got a call about a two-vehicle traffic accident, Ridge Road and 85th Street North. That's just outside of Valley Center. And we also had a non-injury traffic accident, K-96 and Ridge Road. So a couple of accidents in that direction. They actually activated the emergency accident reporting plan for the city of Goddard out there. So out there in Goddard, that emergency accident reporting plan in effect. Here in Wichita, things not so bad, but it's very, very close.
Yep, keep an eye on it. You wouldn't expect that. You got to watch out for the traffic conditions this morning with snow falling throughout the county.
And the temperature's just so close to freezing.
Yeah, 30 degrees right now, so it's close. All right, it is 6:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. On coming up, 18 days from now, December 21st, humans can witness something that has not been seen in nearly 800 years. That's right. During the upcoming winter solstice, Jupiter and Saturn will line up to create what some call the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem. Two planets haven't appeared this relatively close together from Earth's vantage point since the Middle Ages.
Wow.
Yeah, alignments between Jupiter and Saturn are rather rare. about every 20 years or so, but this conjunction is especially rare because of how close the planets will appear to be one another, the stars in the sky anyway. You have to go all the way back to just before dawn on March 4th of the year 1226.
Woo.
To see a closer alignment between Jupiter and Saturn in the night sky. Yeah.
1226.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good year. Stargazers in the northern hemisphere should turn their heads and telescopes to the southwest portion of the sky about 45 minutes after sunset to see those planets align. Again, that'll be on December 21st. However, sightings can be seen throughout that entire week. And a star sighting of this magnitude won't occur again until we're all long gone in the year 2080. Well, I guess it's only 60 years from now.
Yeah, that's not too long.
I'll be long gone. Maybe some of our younger listeners will still be around for that one.
Well, we can always hope so.
Yeah, there we go. All right, it is 640 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time to get the commodities update with a star himself, Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. Well, cash cattle Wednesday closed, or I should say the cattle complex Wednesday closed positive. But once again, they came off their session highs. The live cattle made new lows for the week yesterday. The feeder cattle did not make new lows. Now, only the live cattle managed to challenge the highs of the week, while the feeder cattle fell short of that. Now, there is still a standoff between packers and the feed yards in the Southern Plains. The lean hog futures opened lower yesterday and traded lower throughout the session and ended negative. Now, pork cuts took a big price hit back on Tuesday afternoon, which probably caused some of the downside we saw yesterday in the hogs. At the close yesterday, Feb cattle, 75 cents higher, 113.92. January feeders, 15 higher, 141.80. And Feb hogs down 87 cents at 67.87. Now, there was talk Tuesday that China was buying U.S. corn and looking at U.S. wheat. This gave some support to the corn and the wheat. Only the soybean complex closed negative yesterday after most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts did make new lows for the week early in the session. Overnight, we've had mixed trading. Right now, March KC wheat's 3 1/4 lower at 550.5. March corn a penny and a quarter higher at 425. January soybeans 8 3/4 higher at 1161 3/4. January crude oil trading 42 cents lower at 44.86. February gold $16.60 higher at $1,846.90. December S&P 1 1/4 lower at 3,666. December dollar index 30 cents lower at $90.82. And December Dow Jones futures 17 points lower at 29,851. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, is there any snow falling in your neck of the woods over there, over in Butler County?
Not that I'm aware of. We're wet over here, but no snow.
Okay. Yeah, some of that is kind of swirling around and moving on the other direction, but we got some snow here in Sedgwick County. Does this moisture help any crops right now?
Well, it's beneficial for the wheat crop, as some of this wheat was still sitting in, you know, fairly dry dirt. Other than that, you know, anytime you get a little bit of moisture after we've had such a dry spell, it's very helpful. There's no runoff from this, so it's not going to help put any more water back in ponds and so forth.
And we are in December. Do you have any big inflatables that you put up this time of year in your house?
Well, I used to have one, and last year was its last year.
Oh.
It gave out on us. I had an inflatable Grinch.
What? May I inquire what happened?
It just wore out.
Oh, okay.
You know, started losing air, wouldn't stay up.
Oh, well, you know, that happens to all of us sometime. Well,
yeah, it's just a matter of age.
Exactly. So you're not dealing with that anymore this year. Well,
exactly.
All right. Well, I'll let you get to it. Thanks for the information, Tom. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update. Good stuff every weekday morning with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant, who will tell us about the Santa Claus financial test. Ho, ho, ho. Money Tracker Don Grant will be with us shortly here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.